This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A grand jury in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky has indicted a single police officer for shooting into neighboring apartments in the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge was announced Wednesday. A grand jury announced that Officer Brett Hankison was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment in connection to the police raid on the night of March 13th. Protesters have consistently pressured the state Attorney General to act, and celebrities and pro athletes have joined them in calling on the Attorney General to charge the police officer who shot Taylor. On March 13th, officers broke down the door of Taylor's apartment to execute a so-called no-knock search warrant as part of an illicit drug investigation. When Taylor's boyfriend shot and wounded one of the officers as they entered the residence, the officers fired several shots, hitting Taylor, a 26-year-old emergency medical technician, several times. An internal investigation found the warrant was connected to an ex-boyfriend of Taylor who did not live there, and that no drugs were found in the apartment. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we could know whether a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective by the end of the year. This is because there are several wide-scale trials underway for a potential vaccine. Fauci cautioned Wednesday that while there is optimism about the vaccine candidates, there is never a guarantee of finding one that works. He also signaled the need to couple any vaccine program with existing advice to stop the spread of the virus, such as wearing masks and social distancing. He was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, along with the head of the Food and Drug Administration. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.